So this year, a story shocked the nation, and then citizens were also infuriated by the same story after they heard the details. It was the so-called hammer assault of the owner of Gungjung Jokpa, whose landlord had suddenly requested to triple the monthly rent. We can hear more details with Cho Ji-yeon shining a spotlight on that issue. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Alex. Actually, this story has been, you know, been talked about in the media for such a long time. And last Thursday, there was the final verdict about it. The assault actually happened in the morning of June 7th. And the owner of a small jokbal, or the pig's feet restaurant in Seochun, in central Seoul, named Gungjung Jokbal, chased after his landlord with a 1.5-kilogram hammer, causing him injuries that required 12 weeks of treatment, or mainly to the arms, in the resulting scuffle. So if you just hear about this, you kind of picture just a crazy man holding a hammer, just chasing after his landlord, and you think of just a one-sided story, thinking that this man would have been crazy. So the prosecution had demanded Kim, the restaurant owner, or the man who had been chasing after his landlord with the hammer, be given a 7-year jail term for attempted murder. And then last Thursday, the Seoul Central District Court delivered its verdict on a case that has really become symbolic of the brewing tension between tenants and landlords here. And in consideration of the jury's opinion, which recognized the use of violence was wrong, but that Kim did not commit attempted murder, the judge sentenced Kim to 2.5 years in jail.
When did the conflict first begin, though?
The controversy first started back in December of 2015, when the new owner of the building, Lee, demanded that Kim, the owner of Gungjung Jokbal, pay monthly rent of 12 million won, over 4 times the previous level and well above the average rent in the area, or to vacate the shop. The current law only guarantees commercial building tenants the right to demand a fair contract renewal within the first 5 years of moving in. So Kim, who opened the restaurant in 2009, was left with no choice but to pack up and start over elsewhere. Kim resisted for months, nearly having 4 of his fingers almost torn off in a conflict with subcontracted workers sent by Lee. And after he was finally evicted on June 4th, he exchanged a barrage of insults with the landlord over the phone and then went searching for him with the hammer. So Lee actually owns 14 buildings worth over 30 billion won in market value.
So the defendant side called the ruling unacceptable. Can we hear more about that position?
Yes. So Yoon Young-ja, Kim's wife, told reporters outside the courthouse that it was unfair how someone, you know, like Kim or her husband, who hates violence, was pushed to the edge to commit a violent act while the person, or Lee, the landlord, who bullied and ignored him for over 7 months, can simply walk away with no penalty. She continued to say that she and her husband can't resist because there was no other way for them to sustain their livelihood. The verdict also drew criticism from other small business owners who really say they need a minimum 10 years of state protection from landlords in renewing their rental contracts. Sammy Kim, the head of the group Nam Sang-mo, the People's Solidarity for Doing Business Without Constraint or Being Evicted, said, quote, "It usually takes around 4 to 5 years for a restaurant to settle down in the neighborhood and draw regular customers. So in fact, almost 80% of small businesses who call for advice are struggling with renewing their contracts on reasonable terms after 5 years.
And the rent prices, they've generally also gone up, haven't they?
Yes. The rent price of small shops in Seoul have been on the rise, increasing by 12.6% over the last 2 years, up to around 52,000 won per square meter in 2017, according to industry estimates. So when Kim's lawyers asked Lee why he raised the rent so high during the court hearing on Wednesday, Lee lashed out at the defendant's lawyers, saying, a shop on the second floor of the same building rents out for $3 million won a month, so how can a first floor space charge the same? And also, a sluggish economy also seems to have driven the fissure between small businesses and their landlords a bit deeper. Only around 27% of small businesses survive longer than 5 years, according to the most recent data from Statistics Korea. And the figure is particularly low, around 18%, among lodging and restaurant businesses. However, better protections for small business tenants seem unlikely at the moment, and rivally political parties failed recently to agree on a bill that could revise the tenants' contract renewal protection period from the current 5 years to 10.
And the verdict was the result of a civic participation in a criminal case, which is really quite interesting in itself, isn't it?
Yes. When the first trial of the criminal case is scheduled, the judge will ask the defendant who is in court, do you hope for a civic participation trial? And at this time, if the defendant reveals his or her intention, saying yes, the case will proceed to a civic participation trial unless there is a special reason. So the civic participation trial means a criminal trial in which the public participates as a jury or a preliminary jury. A jury is randomly selected from among people aged 20 or older, excluding legal persons, public officials, and stakeholders of the case. For felony cases, it's a jury of 9 people. For all other cases, it's a jury of 7. While it's a jury of 5 set in cases where the defendant admits most of the charges. In this particular case, the Gungjung Jokbal, the defendant, Kim, requested for the civic participation trial, and since he did not admit to the charges, and since it was not a felony, it was set as a jury of 7 people.
However, in this country, the decision of the jury doesn't necessarily lead to the verdict in the trial, right?
Yes, and unlike the British and American rights, the decision of the jury is not binding in the public participation trial of Korea. The role of the jury is to set a decision through discussions, and when convicted, it's to discuss it with the judge and to recommend on the sentence and the punishment. So public participation trials are systems in which the ordinary citizens are invited to participate in court proceedings in order to alleviate this unilateral right of the state and to ensure the transparency of the trial. The United States, Britain, Germany, France, and Japan have been widely adopted in the form of jury trials or the other forms. The level of participation and the level of power that the jury has are a little bit different by country.
A story that's gone everywhere from hitting on some very clear emotions to raising legal questions. Cho Ji-on with today's Spotlight. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.